A hungry goldfish. A friendly snail. At the top, you can even see how much water this fishbowl holds. All made with the bend and the twist of a wire.
No one did this before Calder.
That's Alexander Calder's grandson, Sandy Rower. He's a leading expert on Calder's work.
The aquarium is a fascinating object because the fish itself has a mechanized component. There's a little wand at the bottom where you can wiggle it back and forth and make the fish have the appearance of life.
Calder made his mother a similar sculpture for Christmas, about 2 weeks after he finished this one. She wrote this in a letter. "It is remarkable. The eyes and mouth are faultlessly placed. This is hard to describe, but the fishes bend as though swimming." It seems so playful, using wire to draw. It's hard to believe all the controversy it caused in the 1930s.
I mean, there were literal fistfights about the fact that using a piece of wire to make a sculpture cannot be sculpture.
Fistfights.
Today, it's easy to see in the 21st century that they're sculptures. It's a completely accepted medium. But when he invented the medium, it was thoroughly upsetting. To turn sculpture on its ear from the 19th century was very disturbing to people.